Hi, this is Dr. Wilson with the High Desert Professional Counselors Group. Our chapter meets every second Saturday of the month. We are meeting completely online now from 9 to 11 a.m. For more information about joining one of these trainings, that we offer two CEUs per training, you can visit our website at www.covenantbehavioralhealth.org. Hello, this is Dr. Carr Wilson with Covenant Behavior Health, and I'd like to talk a little bit about the believer's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. I know these are scary times for all of us. We are sheltering in place, experiencing travel bans, and the threat of possible contraction of the very contagious COVID-19 or the coronavirus. It has us all wondering about tomorrow. The world's current events can cause fear in some and questionings in others. As you give thought to this international health crisis, trying to self-quarantine, practice social distancing, and be mindful of good hygiene, I want to point you to a passage of scripture in the Bible designed to comfort us in times like this. The same scripture provides an appropriate response from believers to those around us. The Bible says in Philippians 4, 6 and 7, this is the Message paraphrase, "Don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life." The Bible teaches us that these days would come and would be a precursor of the return of Jesus. If you study the Bible, current events that are man-made and natural disasters like the COVID-19 pandemic should not surprise us. As believers, we are encouraged to not allow our worries to take control. Worries are the verbal expression of our distress. Some worrying is normal, but when it overtakes our mindset, producing ruminating thoughts and vivid imagery that disrupts or impedes our normal functioning, it can become a very serious problem and develop into what is known as anxiety. An appropriate response to worrying is to balance the worrying with prayer. Philippians 4 and 6 says that we should let petitions and praise shape our worries into prayer. In other words, you should pray a little, even worry a little, but add praise to your worries and to your petitions, allowing God to know your concerns, and suddenly you will find the peace of God filling you whole and settling your heart. You know, there are two kinds of peace that will comfort you during times like these. We have the peace of God, and then we have peace with God. Romans chapter 5 verse 1 says that by entering through faith into what God has already wanted us to do, set us right with Him, make us fit for Him, we have it all together with God because of our Master Jesus Christ. The peace of God is something that is tangible. It is felt by the believer. It is experienced inwardly and outward by the believer. It's like a boulder, steady and immovable. The peace of God is the work of justification simply because of who God is and what He did so long ago through His blood, that we might obtain favor and be made right through His sacrifice on Calvary. In other words, we can't change it are its implications. It is fixed and immutable. It is because of this act that we have the peace of God during times like this. And then, of course, there is the peace with God, Philippians 4 and 6. In contrast to our peace with God, through faith, it is something that seems to fluctuate, almost coming and going at will. It is especially fluid when our behavior is erratic and our focus is not Christ-centered. In other words, the more we pray, the more we trust, the more we obey and rejoice, the more this peace fills our soul. When one of the four ingredients are missing from our walk with God, we can find ourselves experiencing what can be described as a flood of emotions. This flood of emotions can come and go, causing ups and downs in the way we feel and our level of trust in God's ability. But peace with God, it is a journey. It's a sprint, a process, and a work which is not perfect. Peace with God is the work of sanctification, a continual process of being set apart and made perfect until perfection is achieved. Therefore, it's okay you don't experience it 24 hours a day at the same intensity 365 days a year. Brothers and sisters, my friends, it is a work in progress, fluctuating back and forth. It is this peace with God that settles our heart, knowing that everything is working together for good. It is the peace of God and peace with Him that moves us from fear to faith. I want to offer you a couple of questions for further study. What does it mean to experience the peace of God? How can the peace of God be applied in our daily walk? What does it mean to have peace with God? How can we strengthen peace with God to be more in line with the peace of God? What is the difference between the peace of God and peace with God? How can a believer move from fear to hope, faith, and peace? What is the difference between worrying and anxiety? What does the Bible say about anxiety? And how can anxiety be managed in the believer's life? I'm Dr. Wilson with Covenant Behavior Health, and I thank you today for joining me.